Focus on Your Flame. By Bradley Beck. I remember hearing a story about a young man who seeks advice from his teacher after repeatedly failing to reach his goals. The teacher gave him the task of carrying a lit candle to a tree a few feet away without its flame going out. The young man tried several times, but each time, the wind extinguished the flame. The teacher explained that the flame represents the young man's mind and his focus, and the wind symbolizes distractions. Success, the teacher said, depends on protecting one's focus from distractions, just as one would shield a candle's flame. The young man then understood the importance of focus, discipline, and concentration to achieve his goals. Like the young man in the story, I find myself being distracted by the conveniences and interruptions of modern life. A ping from a text, the ring of the phone, the knock on the door. Social media reels can trigger FOMO or fear of missing out. We are distracted by what has been referred to as the shiny object syndrome, the flashy, shiny thing in the corner of our eye that grabs our attention and causes us to become distracted by it. How does one focus on the important tasks that need to be done as opposed to the shiny object vying for our attention? First, put yourself in a position not to be disturbed by these distractions. Turn your devices off or put them on silent or in another room. Place yourself in a quiet environment. Wake up early in the morning before others arise in your household and invest time to read, write, reflect, and prepare for your day. Or if you are not a morning person, do a similar routine in the evening before you go to bed and carve out 15 minutes of uninterrupted time and space for yourself. Years ago, I had the opportunity to attend a lecture by Carl E. Larson, Ph.D., a professor of social sciences at the University of Denver. In his book called Teamwork, What Must Go Right, What Can Go Wrong, he focused on the 8 characteristic goals of an effective team. I will never forget his first point, which is to be focused by having a clear and elevating goal that serves as a guiding light. An example he cited was President John F. Kennedy's declaration in 1961 that the United States would put a man on the moon and bring him back safely by the end of the decade. That clear and elevated goal was achieved by what I call PDF, persistence, determination, and focus. Another way to think about focus is to imagine it as a distillery. I use this method when I write a speech or email. In the distillation process, the fermentation begins with the sugars from grains, fruits, and other base sources being converted into alcohol with yeast. Then, the fermented liquid is heated to separate the alcohol from water and other components, which concentrate the alcohol. Often, alcohol is aged to develop flavor and character. Then the product is bottled and sent to market. I use this distillation concept to concentrate and process my thoughts about a subject before I write them down. Then I separate them by category or likeness. Finally, I take the time to break them down further into 1 or 2 words or the essence of the matter. Then I can build a story or an example and package it around its base ingredients, allowing me to better explain it in its most relatable form. My business mentor Jeffrey Geidemer wrote in one of his monthly blog writings, "From Socrates to Samuel Smiles, to Orison Swett Marden, to Elbert Hubbard, to Dale Carnegie, to Napoleon Hill, to Earl Nightingale, to Jim Rohn, they all had their own way of saying the same thing. Your thinking becomes your actions, and it is those dedicated, well-planned, and direct actions that lead to your outcomes. Your reality, better stated, your success. Intense focus leads to intense thinking on the things on which you are concentrating. By clearing away distractions, you will help yourself get to your goal and to success. Once you can define your core focus so it becomes your guiding light, you can incorporate it into your being, thinking, and belief, which will give you the definiteness of purpose, which is essential for achieving significant accomplishments in life," wrote Napoleon Hill in his opus, Think and Grow Rich. Concentrate on your goal day by day. With attention and action, your flame will shine brightly. Focus on your flame.